Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hey, coming up Friday, guess who's going to be on the show during this very moment?
Rick Caruso.
You got it right.
I knew that.
A and a star.
I knew that.
I hope you have. Yes, of course, 1 week from today is the official vote in the June 7th primary. One of the big questions on the ballot, who's going to replace Yoga Pants as LA mayor? Rick Caruso is our pick, and we'll get a chance to talk to him ahead of next Tuesday's big results here on the John and Ken Show.
Now we're going to talk to Tom Luna. And he's the father of Andrew Luna. Andrew is a senior at Granada Hills Charter High School. He did not get vaccinated. And even though life has changed significantly regarding the need for vaccination, especially as a young man of 18 years old, they would not let him go to the prom. They would not let him go to senior awards night, and they will not let him take part in the graduation ceremony. In fact, he missed out on the entire last semester of his senior year on campus because they're still enforcing this absurd, unnecessary vaccination policy. Let's get Tom Luna on, the dad. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good.
Why didn't your son get vaccinated? What were his reasons?
Well, we have a few reasons why he didn't get vaccinated. First of all, we have a religious reason, and that alone should be enough. But we also wanted to wait and see what the long-term effects are of these vaccines, and just looking at the laundry list of side effects that are coming out, I'm pretty sure we made the right decision. And then after that, we still let Andrew make his own decision, and he decided not to get the vaccine, and we stand by his decision.
And his reasons were similar to yours?
Yes, very much similar. And the biggest reason is that these vaccines just don't work. I mean, they don't stop anyone from transmitting it, being infected. I'm not sold on these vaccines at all.
Well, that's what's interesting. As time has gone on, yeah, you can still spread it. You can still get it. I mean, the major benefit, it seems, is that you won't end up in the hospital most likely. But 18-year-olds weren't being hospitalized anyway. You know, they were the most resilient of all the age groups. I mean, the number of 18-year-olds in hospitals for COVID really was almost near zero statistically.
Right.
So what is the school's obsession here?
I wish I knew, but I think it's ridiculous. And you described it perfectly. It's absurd and it's unnecessary. It's just ridiculous is what it is. All the rest of LAUSD has pushed these vaccine mandates all the way back to at least July of 2023. But this one school, and it just happens to be our home school, came out with their own vaccine mandate. And because of the mandate, my son can't go to school there anymore.
It's a charter school, so it doesn't have to abide by the general LAUSD policy?
That's correct.
So all the other schools in regular LAUSD, that system, they've just kicked the can down the road till next year.
Exactly. And what really bothers me is that, you know, all these kids can go to a movie theater. They can go to a baseball game. They can go and visit each other on the weekends, but they just can't go to school together. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, first of all, everybody else is vaccinated in the school. So who are they going to hurt? Even if your son got it and he can get it anyway, whether he's vaccinated or not, who's he going to give it to? And actually, their vaccine doesn't even stop them from getting it. The whole thing is absurd.
Yeah, and it is absurd. And now they've actually taken some of the kids who are exempt from the vaccines, such as the ones with disabilities and everything. They don't have to be vaccinated, but now they're telling these kids that although they are exempt from getting the vaccine to go to school, now they're not being allowed to graduate. And that is totally ridiculous because they can go to class with all these kids and spend the entire day with them, but they won't let them walk on stage. And that's just totally ridiculous.
They're blaming the uptick in COVID cases, and apparently they won't let your son just take a test and get negative results and come in and get his diploma?
Right, and this uptick in vaccines, this uptick in COVID cases, when did this uptick occur? That's what I want to know, because they've been planning this since last year.
It's been going up and down for 2.5 years. There's a wave and it recedes, and there's a wave and it recedes. That's the way these things work. It doesn't matter if there's an uptick or a downtick.
I'm talking about the mandate for the vaccine. The mandate has been going on since the fall of last year. So if they're talking about an uptick in cases, that uptick had to have taken place last year. That's what they're referring to.
Have you had sit-down conversations with anybody to address the absurdity?
I have had conversations with a couple of people within the school and the director for the Board of Charter Schools. And basically, they're just saying that the same thing that Coronado Hills Charter is saying, that they're a charter school and they can make their own rules, and that's that.
No, but have they talked about why? I mean, once you lay out the discussion we just had, what's the response? So I mean, it's pretty cut and dried.
They told me the same thing that you just said. There's an uptick in cases, and we feel that it's necessary to have a mandate for the vaccines.
Well, the uptick in cases has nothing to do with the effectiveness of the vaccines, though.
Oh, no, I agree.
So he's missed everything, the senior prom. He's never been in class since last fall, and now he can't go to the graduation in person?
That's correct. They're keeping him out of everything, and it's just not fair to these kids. I mean, these kids have earned the right to go to graduation, and they're being denied.
They're putting out the argument that we have a 99% vaccination rate, so there. But I don't.
But that's the argument that he doesn't need it.
Well, they got a 99% vaccination rate because they kicked out all the unvaccinated students.
That's true.
Oh, I see. So, so there's still 1% in there without the vaccine? Or?
Did he have any regrets along the way? Did he come to you and say, "Well, maybe I should change my mind here"?
Well, you know, when this all started, you know, we gave him the choice. We told him, at first we told him, look, you're not getting vaccinated, it's not safe. Then we gave him the choice because there's so much stuff in the school that it wasn't very important to him. He was actually on the yearbook committee designing the yearbook. He designed their senior sweatshirt. He was the president of their art club. And all that stuff, of course, was very important to him. But it all went away when they kicked him out of school. So we actually let him make his own decision. And he decided to give all that up and stick to his guns. And we're very proud of him for it.
Yeah, no, he should be admired for not giving in to this.
Definitely.
This.
I guess there was a rally today of supporters.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
There was a rally today of supporters outside the school, or?
Oh yeah, there were a lot of supporters out there today, speaking their mind, and you know, there's also about 70 other seniors that are not able to graduate because for the same reason, they kicked out over 170 kids altogether, and it's just unfair.
They kicked out 170 kids.
Yes, and the community is not even aware of it, and that's. Part of the problem is people don't know what's going on, and this school is they're completely out of their mind.
170
sounds like Barbara Ferrer is running it.
170 kids they kicked out for a vaccine that doesn't stop the spread. That's just great.
Exactly. Forced them all into online learning.
All right, Tom. Well, we wish you and your son all the best. We're sorry about that.
Yeah. Proud of him, though, for standing up to the oppressors. Shows a lot of courage and conviction. He'll be a strong force in the world, while the other weak, obedient sheep will just find their cubicles to waste away in. All right, thanks for coming on, Tom.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, that's Tom Luna, whose 18-year-old son cannot graduate in person in Granada Hills at a charter high school because he remains unvaccinated. More coming up.
John and Ken. No, this is not a rerun from 2020. KFIM 640.
Oh, yeah. I passed a little table this weekend of people still collecting signatures to recall L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. I mean, they're in the last month or so of signature collecting, and the last update we got, 450,000 signatures and growing strong, but they need to eclipse 600, maybe even towards 700,000 signatures. If you can help, it's recalldageorgegascon.com. You have to be an L.A. County voter to sign the petition. I mentioned last week that they were mailing them to households, which is another great way to reach even more people. So please do that. We'll be watching closely next week. San Francisco will vote on recalling their DA, Chesa Boudin, and that could be a harbinger of things to come here. We've been talking, of course, about the mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 school children and two teachers. And what to do about kids that are clearly making threats on social media. They're acting out. They're acting violent. We told you that the Texas mass shooter apparently was parading around a bag of dead cats. He was an animal torturer. Now we go to Florida for a completely sort of the opposite from a sheriff. It's in Lee County, Florida. His name is Carmine Mercino. And what he did that made news recently is he perp walked a 10-year-old by the name of Daniel Marquez, who had threatened a school shooting. He sent the text to one of his friends with a photo that he had purchased 4 assault rifles, and he said, get ready. Well, the friend turned him in. The sheriff, who's been going on the talk circuit and he spoke to the Daily Mail, he doesn't put up with this. The vast majority of parents come forward and tell me, thank you for doing that. My child is now afraid of the consequences. It's changing the way we behave. It's changing the way children think. He thinks parents have become too concerned that they'll be accused of abuse.
Yes.
Or something worse if they call out their kid for this kind of behavior.
Yeah. No, we've got a society that's afraid to make critical thoughts. Either say them out loud, make them in public, say them to your kids, say them to other people. Everyone's afraid to speak out. And when you get a 10-year-old who feels comfortable making threats and passing around photos of the guns he's going to use to shoot, when you see that he's comfortable doing that, what does that tell you? It's like all the crime we're dealing with in LA. He knows there's no consequences. He knows he can pass it off as a joke. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's not a joke. Maybe that defense can never be accepted. Oh, I was just joking. Well, I don't believe you. How do I know that? That's what they all say. All the killers say, oh, I was just joking.
So he cuffed the kid. He walked him to the patrol car in front of the media. And then he posted his mugshot.
Good.
He said all this is to make the point that if you don't, I guess he calls it scared straight. Remember that term from years ago?
Yeah.
He will continue to release juvenile mugshots. He's done this in the past. In fact, there's a collection of, well, this 10-year-old boy, too, is like, he really looks about eight. But they put out mugshots of the other under, I guess, 18-year-olds that they have charged.
You know what?
Because he says he thinks this is a way, even if they don't end up with any real case against them because they're juveniles, probably not. This is something that will stick in their head that they were paraded, handcuffed.
Oh, it's traumatizing.
And taken a photo of.
Oh, and it's a good trauma to have. It's again, it's a great message. This is the example everybody else needs to see. You're not going to get these cases very much. We can stop wasting our time now with the jokester guys who are calling in pranks or sending messages just to see the reaction. At least clear those guys off the table, and you can focus on the truly insane.
He apparently texted his friend an image of four assault rifles. He said, get ready for water day, referencing a school-sponsored event in which students participate in water activities like playing in sprinklers. But
you know
I
what?
Guess he meant a different water day.
He was too detailed at 10. Like he had the right scary phrase to use, get ready for water day. Like he knew, okay, big crowd, outdoors. He knew that it would be easy to pull this off, right? It gives his threat more credibility.
Yeah.
He knows you put photos of guns. Again, more credibility. He knew they would believe it more. Like he had the whole language of a shooter down. I don't know if this is a joke.
The sheriff said, we have a 10-year-old, a fifth grader that sends text messages that circulate pictures of wads of money, pictures of rifles, written threats after that. He said, we couldn't overlook this.
No.
And he said, I'm going to take this to the extreme because you know what? Maybe he wouldn't have shot up the school, but if I keep nabbing these kids, I may eventually nab the one that is going to throw up.
Also,
the...
there's something wrong with him because it's a very, even if it is a joke, it's a really hostile joke. It's not a joke that was meant for people to laugh at. I don't even think joke is the right word.
It's a prank.
It's a prank to make people feel terrified.
Well, little boys like chaos sometimes.
Yeah, I know, but it's really to get people
usually
fearful.
They just torture little girls or something like that. But
well, that's different. That's fine.
Now we're in a different age where this kid watches the news and he's like, wow, it's, that could be impactful. Why don't I pretend I'm going to shoot up the school?
It's not like pulling Deborah's ponytail in fifth grade.
I had mean boys in my life.
I'll bet.
I did.
They always picked on you?
Not just boys, girls too, because I was so short.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Forgot about the small thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really.
Please get it out.
They didn't find you cute?
Maybe they did, but...
Little Debbie?
Oh, yeah, I was called Little Debbie, and yeah.
Like the snack cake.
Oh, yeah. People still refer to those things. But yeah, people used to make fun of me because I was short.
That's very cruel.
Very mean. Very cruel.
I don't think there's a lot of sheriffs like this, which is why he's been going on the TV circuit. He was on Fox News. He talked to the Daily Mail, but he says,
what do we got? We got to
do something to get it out of these kids' minds. Because another kid may see this and think, all right, I'm not going to pull that joke.
Because,
not in that county.
Right, because it's not funny. It causes terror. It causes panic attacks. This gets out. You know how many mothers and fathers are going to freak out? They're going to be running to buy guns. Yeah. You could create some terrible incident panicking people like that. Everybody's on edge now about schools. Now, there may be something wrong with him that he wanted to cause that kind of reaction.
Yes, you would think if there are any parents, they might want to take a closer look at what their kid's up to. And what his issues are. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has news. What? Little Debbie has news. Little Debbie Cakes.
That's me.
I make it news this afternoon from Texas, the scene of the mass shooting in Uvalde at Robb Elementary School that killed 19 students and two teachers. The police chief of the school district, his name is Pete Arredondo, along with the Uvalde police itself, they are not cooperating with any investigation by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Those are the state investigators, and they told them, no, no interviews. We're not talking to you. We're not giving you anything. So I think that tells you all you need to know about that terrible calamity there.
But, you
they
know
they're in deep doo-doo here.
They don't want
to give up anything that could be incriminating or could result in big civil payouts.
They don't want to take responsibility. They owe this to the parents. First of all, the payouts are going to be the insurance companies. Why don't you owe it to the parents and the brothers and sisters and the family members and the friends and the whole town?
I don't think there's enough insurance to cover what they're going to have to pay out for the deaths of 19 children. There's no way. It's going to have to come from the coffers of the town and maybe beyond that, the state.
There's only so much money in the town.
Right.
You know, it's 16,000 people. There's no way to get enough money to account for this anyway.
Yeah.
That money doesn't bring any of the kids back. You know, I'm sure some of the parents don't care about the money. It's almost a ritual you go through where you sue and you get something for it. But really, really, what they have to do is explain why the police chief didn't have his men storm the place and why the men themselves didn't do it on their own, which is what they're trained to do. And they all went through the training. There's no excuses for these people. I hear so many people trying, well, maybe they weren't trained right. No, they were trained. They did know. They chose not to out of cowardice or stupidity. I don't know what. But it was their choice to let those kids die. And of course, they don't want to talk about it. How do you talk? I don't think their brains will accept that they're responsible for some of these kids bleeding out to death.
And in a story that, you know, could be connected to this in a certain way, they have closed Modern Day High School in Santa Ana for the rest of the week because of a credible threat to the campus. A letter was sent out to parents and students today that the school will be closed all week. That's part of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, by the way, modern day. And that's where they had that hazing problem with some of the athletes getting hurt.
Yeah, the weird hazing scandal.
I don't know if that's connected to this. Now we turn to, of course, there had to be this story. They have found a gas station near downtown L.A., $8 a gallon for regular gas. How about that? The average gas price in L.A. County is at $6 and about 17 cents, which is, of course, a record high.
I saw...
there are some stations that are jumping ahead to $8.
Studio City, I saw today, regular $7.09 at a mobile...
Yeah, $7 is coming soon.
At a mobile station. I mean, just an ordinary mobile station and not in some fancy area of the city.
No. Well, we now turn to the experts. Gas, of course, is just part of the problem with inflation.
That'll answer all questions. The experts.
The experts. And one of the experts is supposedly the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. She used to be the head of the Fed, wasn't she? The Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Before she got this post in the Biden administration?
Yeah.
She's one of these people that went around a year ago downplaying inflation. She was asked today by Wolf Blitzer on CNN, was that a mistake to say that a year ago? Here is part of the audio.
Is it a mistake, Madam Secretary, to downplay this inflation risk? Did that contribute to the problems we're all seeing right now?
Well, look, I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't at the time didn't fully understand. But we recognize that now. The Federal Reserve is taking the steps that it needs to take. It's up to them to decide what to do. And for our part, President Biden is focused on supplementing what the Fed does with actions we can take.
Do you know she is about as useful to go to as an expert as some lady running a gardening shop in Pasadena?
Well, a year ago, March 2021, she said, is there a risk of inflation? Oh, I think it's small, and I think it's manageable. To get a sustained high inflation like we had in the 70s, I absolutely don't expect that.
She doesn't know what she's talking about. Most experts don't.
Then she said in October, well, yeah, some inflation will persist just until around the second half of 2022.
just talking out of her rear end. She has
Well, that's what most of them do.
Well, because they have a job and they have status that pays really well. And they're living in a nice neighborhood, and they go to nice cocktail parties, and they have access, you know, to meet famous, rich, influential people. Everything about their life is really cool as long as they keep their status as an expert. Now, do they actually know anything useful? Clearly, they don't. You could have gotten a random answer like that from any one of 10 million people in the country. Who maybe read, you know, newspapers, right, regularly, right? You read the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, you can get enough knowledge in your head to give out some kind of generic answer like that. But do they actually know anything? No, they don't. And that's why I don't listen to experts. I laugh when I hear, well, the experts are saying, well, we're going to interview an expert now. No, they're not experts. When it comes to predicting, when it comes to collecting past knowledge and telling me the past knowledge you've collected by studying in college for all those years. You know, a surgeon, right? If he's studied surgery and he's operated on, you know, 500 brains, I'll listen to his analysis of a brain issue. But somebody predicting the future? No.
Well, especially when it comes to Wall Street and the economy.
Yeah.
You know how many factors go into whatever chaos comes out of those things on a weekly, monthly basis? It's all random. It's all input. It's factors in the millions and trillions of people's decisions and lives.
And what's amazing
it's hard to say what's going to happen.
This wasn't a shock that happened just for a week or a month. This was something that happened over 2 years. And it's clear that all these experts for over 2 years never sat down and thought, okay, how hard is it going to be to restart the economy worldwide after 2 years of a lockdown? In fact, they should have had that conversation before everything was locked down. If we shut down production around the world, what's going to happen? Can you restart it up quickly? If people don't spend much money for 2 years and then you give them a lot of free fake money, what are they going to do at the end of the 2 years? Oh, look at that. They end up buying lots of stuff all at once. So there were a lot of orders. It took a while to start up the factories. So you have this immense supply chain problem because so many people are ordering goods and it takes so long to get the factories rolling again. They didn't think this through before they issued the lockdowns. They didn't think about it while things were locked down off and on over 2 years.
They were saving lives. Now you stop it.
And they didn't save any lives. That's what's funny. They didn't. The places that were locked down and the places that weren't locked down had roughly the same damage in the end. So they were wrong. All the experts were wrong about predicting the course of the pandemic, too. And the vaccine, as it turns out.
All right. When we come back, we got better predictors as to whether or not the recession is coming. We'll tell you what they are.
John and Ken, KFI.
Yeah, more and more. Even the wealthy can go down. TMZ is reporting that outside the home of actor Owen Wilson was a Tesla that was parked there. Somebody stole the rims and the tires, valued at $4,000 from the car. Yeah, don't leave your Tesla parked on the street, particularly on the west side, where there's a lot of roaming criminals. We were talking about the attempts to predict inflation, how wrong the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, was a year ago, saying, oh, this is manageable and it's short term and we're really not going to get too worried about it. Now, a year later, it's burying Biden and the Democrat Party.
You know what? And they never questioned whether they were wrong. It's one thing to have an opinion. Oh, I don't think it's going to be a problem. But did they ever sit and say, all right, what if we're wrong? What if we're wrong? What should we look for? What should we do? Let's build some kind of...
Let's have a plan.
Let's have a plan here. And if we see the slightest little wiggle in the numbers. But they just went blithely along month after month. For a whole year.
Now they're counting on the Fed. They think that the Fed, with the interest rates, is going to be able to jigger some kind of control over this. But
well, theoretically, yes, but yes. It's going to take a while and cause a lot of damage.
Now, what are the real good predictors of a recession? Well, there's a couple that come from the everyday world. Well, maybe not your everyday, but there are people that participate in this. There are two that give us conflicting opinions about a looming recession. The first is the reports are coming in from all over the country that the strip clubs are empty. Mm. And apparently this has been used as a barometer before, sort of a rough economic forecaster. that when the men stop going to the strip clubs, it's a sign that they're tightening.
It's the first thing that gets cut in the budget.
They're really? Tightening up, right? A woman who goes by the name, oh, look at that, Botticelli Bimbo.
Botticelli Bimbo.
Botticelli Bimbo. What's Botticelli? Is that a?
I don't know.
The strip club is sadly a leading indicator, and I can promise y'all we are in a recession. Me getting stock alerts just to decide whether or not it's worth to go to work. I guess she was right. A stripper at the...
If the stock market goes way down, then you know, because people aren't going to feel like spending frivolous money.
Yes.
Part of it is the mood, too. Not just not having the cash available, but it's like, wait a second. If we're in a crash here...
I know. So another rough indicator comes from people in the package delivery business who say they're seeing a dip, which obviously would... lead you to believe people are cutting back on online spending.
That's right. Amazon.
There has to be a point where these inflation numbers, like you mentioned, your little thing of cheese.
Well,
they start to go up. You just have to start cutting back somewhere.
You
can't go on forever.
You do it even if you have money, right? Depending on how you were raised, right? Like I grew up in a blue collar world. I've got all that stuff hardwired into me. Right, I go now for the $5.95 gas. I don't have to, but I do it because it's just the way I am. Now, yeah. Now like the steak, I like to get a certain kind of steak to make at home, but now instead of getting 3/4 of a pound, I get a 1/2 pound for two meals. Right, wow. And it saves a few bucks.
It saves your arteries too.
Now the cheese. Now I'm looking. It's like, huh, the cheese went up. And just
$1.50 went up
from $4.29 to $5.79, and I had the two tubs of cheese. I was holding one in my left hand, one in my right hand, and I'm looking. Am I imagining this? Because I knew I do most of the grocery shopping in the house, so I knew I bought the $4.29 cheese just a few weeks ago, no more than 3 weeks. So now I'm going to go look see if there's other kinds of cheese.
At the other end of this, another indicator says we're not in any big trouble because pet parents are spending as much as ever. Petco had a great quarter. They don't think inflation is affecting the fact that, and as you know, there's more and more people who are opting, or for other reasons, not to have children. Instead, they're picking up pets. They're turning them into children. They're buying all sorts of things for them. And according to this indicator, the CEO of Petco said we're not seeing any declines. In fact, we're seeing people buying even more luxurious items for their dogs and cats and other pets. So.
I could see that. I could see that being an exception because people are so emotionally unhinged about their animals.
They are that might very be the, attached.
The stripper might be the first thing you cut, but your dog food is the last thing to cut.
Especially during the pandemic when people are locked down and like the animal is all they had if they're single and they live alone.
Well, this is a great honor here because not only Conway has shown up, but... But a guy I had left for dead, I thought he was never going to be seen again.
Mark Thompson's back, baby. Look at you, dude.
I don't mind telling you, gentlemen.
You look paralyzed.
Yeah, I've had my back totally seize up on me, but it took two doctors and three quacks to bring me along here. Yeah, and I'm
what kind of drugs are you on?
I'm on no meds right now.
No. Really?
Yet.
Wow.
This is only the first hour of the Conway Show. We'll see how it goes. But it's great to... great to be back.
Yeah. All right. We have Jennifer Lynn Kennedy. She's a lawyer and a spokesperson for the parent advocate group out of Granada Hills that's not letting those kids graduate, you know, because they're not vaxxed.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so 70 kids, and, you know, a lot of them, they're not anti-vaxxers. They have conditions where they cannot get the vaccine. And, you know, they've been through 2 years of hell with COVID, and they want to just graduate in their class, and the school said no.
And we have her on the show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, she's coming on. So that's cool, right?
Yeah, very cool, I think. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right, and then also...
It's a short show.
Well, she's here for 4 hours.
You're going to talk to her for a long time. Oh, yeah.
We're going to get back.
She's here for 2 hours, then we're going to repeat
it. It's a deep dive. Are you familiar with that?
Short show or a long conversation?
I guess that Maverick, the Top Gun, would make $150 million. I guess it was 151, I heard, or 156.
I didn't see the number.
Yeah, I didn't
really,
bet on it.
Really? Was there an over-under on it?
Yeah, there was.
You can bet on box office.
Very strong.
That's great.
Yeah. I know, but then again, those numbers can be manipulated, right? I mean, you know, a guy who sneaks in the theater is not paying as much as the guy who...
You know,
It could be off by 12 to 15 bucks.
Sure.
Yeah, can you sue over that?
And then Disneyland is suspending the sale of the Magic Key annual pass. It's too popular, right? So
probably.
Bad vibes. And then Mexican pizza is gone again from Taco Bell. So I don't know.
I saw that. Wow. The demand was too great.
You're on top of everything.
Yeah, that's the last hour we do that.
Look, this is the stuff people care about.
It's a leftover
hour. The Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, I mean, that's how you become number one.
Yeah.
Listen, guys. You've been spending a lot of time with that parent.
Ding dong.
That's how you become number one. You talk about the issues people really care about. Right? Is that the way Likens used to say?
Yeah, right.
Really care about. That's true.
All right. Thompson Kirsch has got the news.
Everybody's here.
Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.